Welcome to the Teacher's Life Podcast, Episode 6. A quick reflection from my little entomologist. Take it, ladies.
Bugs, bugs everywhere. Bugs, bugs, let's share. Bugs, bugs everywhere, let's share. Bugs, bugs everywhere. Bugs, bugs, let's share. Bugs, bugs everywhere, let's share.
A quick update about the world-famous air conditioning unit coming up after this. That was a song written by two of my lovely ladies a couple years back. Not entirely accurate. That's not the only thing that insects share, antennas. They also share a three-segmented body, a head, a thorax, and an abdomen. And also, all insects have six legs, but that's besides the point. Maybe a little misunderstanding there. Still, quality song. Update on the air conditioning unit. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have probably two more weeks of the mysterious dust slash mold flying out onto my carpet. I actually, if you didn't know, in one of the episodes I mentioned that I'm getting married in early October, and we found a house, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's very possible that this house will have the same problem. It's needing some work, but man, we are excited. My fiance is also a teacher, a first-year teacher, first grade, and the bank has cleared us. The home loan is clear. We qualified. Can't believe it. And just excited about not having to catch mold flying out of my air conditioning unit. The teacher realization of the week is I think I have often realized throughout my first 2 years of teaching and into my third that when you become a teacher, you get the certificate, you get a job, you get a little name tag. You sign up without knowing to be famous. And what I mean is, whenever I go somewhere, the grocery store, the gym, I don't really go to the gym that often, the movies, if you go anywhere near your school, chances are you'll see somebody that knows you, either a parent or a child. So I don't have any problem meeting up with parents or students outside of school, but I'm a somewhat private person. Being that I just told all the listeners that I'm getting married, it's probably not true. But so I've realized that it's almost like you're a public figure, and I remember one time. This really has nothing to do with seeing a student, but I was thinking I didn't want to see a student. One particular day, before I proposed to my girlfriend, she was my girlfriend, and we went to the store. We decided to have a nice dinner, so we went to the frozen food section. And if you haven't tried Bertolli's frozen food, you are missing out. I think it's pretty obvious that I'm not sponsored by Bertolli's, so don't don't think I'm just plugging them, but it really is easy. And for you teachers that don't have much time to cook, Bertolli's is the way to go. So we get Bertolli's. We actually go to the vegetable section. We get some broccoli and, some chips maybe. We're in the checkout aisle, and she's looking at the various magazines there for us. I'll admit it. I enjoy having a beer after work. You know, I keep it to one or two, you know. Or eight, but that's besides the point. I forgot the beer. So we're sitting in line. Our stuff is on the little conveyor belt thing, and it's getting up. It's our turn. She starts swiping, and I'm like, my goodness, I forgot the beer. I would like a beer right now with this meal. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to go get the beer. I'm going to come back. So I'm running, and as I'm running, through the grocery store, I'm thinking, I really hope I don't see a student or a parent, you know, and them see me sprinting to go get a beer or a 12-pack of beer. So as I'm running, and I'm actually sprinting down the store, I don't notice a nice puddle of water there that had not been cleaned up. And so I am sprinting. And luckily, I hadn't grabbed the beer at this point, but I am sprinting. And just like straight out of slow motion, Olympic style, I slip on this thing, and I probably pretty much sound like... Right? So I... my legs went straight out, fell on my back, and I'm sitting there. And the worst part of it all happened so fast, right? But I remember one specific person, the meat cutter, was right there. And all I remember him saying was,
"Dude, are you okay?"
And so I didn't even pay attention to him, right? I was so embarrassed. So luckily, no kids or parents were there. So I run and I get the beer, and I come back to the line, and I'm in physical pain. And I didn't want to show it, but fiance's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." "Why do you ask? What's wrong?" "You just seem like something's wrong." Nothing. That's fine." I actually told her that I really hurt my back slipping in the grocery store, but thank goodness there was no students or parents there to witness that, and... yeah, that is the teacher realization of the week. Throughout the podcast, you will hear a new segment, and I term it the littles. All you primary school teachers and into intermediate grades, you should be familiar with a chapter book series called The Littles, about these little tiny people that live and in people's houses like little rats, but they're actually people. And this segment, I don't want to term the littles and refer them to rats because they're actually having to do with children. And the concept of this is just trying to capture the beauty of kids' minds. And this is what was said the other day. Check it out.
"I found out that a water snake is 5,620 and 820 820 feet, and it is also 1 yard and 860 feet as well. The Death Star is longer than the water snake, and my favorite movie is Indiana Jones and Star Wars."
"Just gonna say that the Death Star is longer than the Snape because it's like a million feet or more long."
I believe the most important thing we learned through that discussion was that Star Wars is a great movie. The story of the day comes from a lady named Kim Bordelon who called me up. She sent me an email saying that she called from her son's baseball game. So let that be an invitation to all of you, how easy this is. This is what she had to say. Check it out.
"Hi, this is Kim Bordelon with the story of the day. I currently teach fourth grade, and but I'm actually really only 3 weeks as a veteran, as a fourth grade teacher. I've taught second grade for most of my, 13 or so year career. And during that career, teaching writing has always been an area that I've really wanted to improve. I've learned a lot over the years. I've attended workshops conducted by some of the best, and I've done a lot of collaborating with colleagues. I've read about a million books on the topic. So as a new fourth grade teacher, I felt like, oh no, here I am, starting at the beginning. How do I appeal to these fourth graders? How do I find things to encourage good writing while at the same time meeting all the standards? So one day this summer, I was just kind of relaxing with a magazine, going through my piles of unread magazines, and I came across this really funny ad. There was there's this picture of a lady. She was standing there in exercise clothing. She kind of had her hands across her chest, and she's looking really excited about something that had happened that day. But the weird thing is she was standing in front of this huge, giant egg, an eggshell, actually. And the eggshell had been broken open. So I was looking at this, and as I was doing that, my son was looking over my shoulder, and he said, "Do you think that lady just hatched out of that egg?" And when he asked me that question, I was like, oh my gosh, what a great idea generator that picture would be. So then I started thinking, wow, I bet there's a million different funny pictures like this in magazines. So I started plowing through all that pile of unread material, and I was just looking for interesting pictures. You know, I came across funny ones. I came across some serious sort of sad pictures. Some were hysterical. Some were just made you curious. So I was ripping apart my magazines. I cut off any words or captions or titles or anything that went along with the photo because I just wanted the pictures. So I stuck them all in a file, and I thought, I'll use these for fourth grade. So then school started, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll make this sort of a routine, part of our creative writing. And I have my document camera that I stuck the picture underneath, so it projected my picture up onto the board. And I used the picture of the lady in front of the big giant egg. So I asked my students what they thought might be going on in this picture. The kids just started exploding with all kinds of ideas. They thought, well, maybe the lady hatched out of the egg, or maybe the lady laid the egg, or maybe some big giant chicken just hatched out of the egg and the lady ran after it, and that's why she was standing all proud in front of it. I mean, just a million different ideas started arising, and so I had the kids talk to each other to share their ideas and hear others' ideas, and it was just so much fun because of all the excitement that was happening. So then I passed out some paper and told them to choose one of those ideas that they had talked about and to begin writing a story to go along with this picture. So the kids just, I mean, it was the neatest thing because I heard the tapping of the pencil on the paper as they were writing furiously. And after about 35 minutes of writing, I said, okay, boys and girls, writer's workshop is over for the day. Put your writing in your red writing folders and, you know, blah, 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 you know the drill. And then the most amazing thing happened. This one boy who I knew from beginning of the year interviews and from looking at his previous work, this boy just did not like writing. He'd actually told me he hated writing. So he raised his hand, and I said, "Can I help you, Billy? What's up?" And he said to me, "That was Writer's Workshop?" So, yep, I said, that was Writer's Workshop. And he said, "But that was really, really fun." And so picture this was born in my classroom. My kids, over the last 3 weeks, have been begging me to bring out the next picture so that they can write about something that they see in one of those funny ads. So I realized through this experience that I just might survive this fourth grade gig, and I might even enjoy it. So that excitement is what I love about teaching, and I can't wait to picture this.
It's a great story. It's always a great thing to hear when you have an impact on a child's education like that. Kim, thank you for the call. And again, if you would like to participate, the number 623-239-4108. Little message will play. Go ahead and say it right after the beep. You can just hang up like she did, and you're good to go. I really would like some material, so don't be bashful. Go ahead and try. It's really easy, and a lot of people will hear it. Okay. The resource of the day, if you teach reading or writing in grades K through 12, One of the books that I just have fallen in love with is a book called To Understand. I believe the way you pronounce her name is Ellen Oliver Keene. She, most of you know, co-authored Mosaic of Thought, both editions. And this book, you know, I won't get too much into what's actually in the book. I will just say, you got to read it. It's such a cool take on teaching reading and writing. And I love the title, To Understand, New Horizons in Reading Comprehension. I think that book, if you have time to read it, check it out. I love it. The more important resource of the day, if you teach grades K through 12, you got to check out a resource online and play it for your class. Visit online iloveegg.com and click on the Egg Song. It will change your life. It will change your students' life. And that's all I'll say. I'll post a link on the blog site, theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. I've ended the polling for the intro song, and one clear winner. I'm just going to keep rotating songs, and like you've seen in the last couple episodes, I'm just going to dig up stuff from the archive and throw it on there. When I run out of stuff, I'll just think of something else. So we're going to have a new poll this week. The polling question is, where's the place where you get spotted by students and parents the most? The options for you include the grocery store, the gym, sporting events, the mall, and others. Okay, so check that out. I'd love for you to come to the blog spot, teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com, and post your vote. If you would like to also check out the blog, I'm going to have that same player that was used for voting for the song. I'm just going to start throwing up all the intro songs. If you want to check them out, feel free. It'll be right there on the page. You can just play all through them, and for your enjoyment, I will put that up. Subscribe through iTunes. There's a link on the blog spot, too, if you like what you hear. Come join us. And that's it for this edition. I will see you later. I got to turn on this AC again. Once again, I am sacrificing for the nation. Visit the podcast page at theteacherslife.podomatic.com. Come join the movement. We're slowly growing, and we would love your stories and thoughts, your resources, your realizations of the day, anything you guys got. I would love it. Ladies, take them out. Bye.
Bugs everywhere. Bugs, let us share. Bugs everywhere, let's share. Tennis.